This month, natural disasters in both China and Germany, and a cyber attack which targeted key ports in South Africa, in a situation as serious and damaging as the early 2020 lockdowns, the Delta variant of COVID-19 has driven Asian production, as well as the flow of both materials and consumer goods, to the point of collapse. Beyond the imminent prospect of Nike simply running out of trainers to sell, it's a very dark time for global supply chains. What does all this mean for the online seller? I'm Gareth Martin, and this is How to Be an E-Commerceer. Hello and welcome back to the E-Commerceer podcast, where we discuss all the news and issues surrounding the world of e-commerce. I'm joined on the podcast today by TradeBridge CEO and co-founder Mark Coxhead.
My name's Mark Coxhead. I'm the CEO and co-founder of TradeBridge.
As global stories of a shortage of both containers and vessels and ships all over the world literally being cut off from ports, as well as reports of over 100,000 sailors currently being stranded at sea, and the catastrophic implications that had for global supply chains, the first insight I wanted to get from Mark was what impact the coronavirus pandemic had truly had on global supply chains and what it meant for the e-commerceer.
I think it's hard to overstate the level of disruption in the supply chain. I think what's been most surprising for me is that it's continued on, and if anything, got worse. Everyone expected disruption last year. Everyone understood that things weren't as usual. What's been the big surprise is, for example, we have numbers of clients who have really struggled to get shipping containers and shipping space, who've struggled to get basic raw materials for their production. And these are larger clients. And of course, if guys with very deep supply chain expertise are struggling, then for the smaller e-commerceur, it's on one side doubly difficult. On the other side, of course, these kind of difficulties bring huge opportunities for a smaller, nimbler, trader who have good contacts, who can duck and weave and find products that no one else can find. So yeah, it's as always, there's, every cloud has a silver lining, but I never expected the kind of disruptions that started in 2020 would in fact be worse now and not largely better. It's quite confounding, I would say.
Confounding indeed. But if this chaos is to be an opportunity for the e-commerceer, I asked Mark how the online seller could best seize their moment to grow.
Yeah, the opportunities to really take advantage of opportunities in these kind of disruptive times, you need two things really. One is you need the nimbleness and the connections to source the product, but that's no good if you haven't got the working capital to deliver it. And we saw that last year particularly, when the pandemic really hit hard in Europe, we received calls day after day from people who had availability of PPE, who could win contracts, amazing contracts never dreamed about. But they didn't have the finance in place, and without the finance in place, they simply couldn't fund it. They couldn't take advantage of the opportunity. You could see the desperation because they could see the size of the opportunity, but in the middle of the crisis, then starting to look for finance when you've got that requirement is the wrong time to look for finance. You need to have these things in place. You need to have some working capital, some firepower, and think about that right at the start, not at the end when you've got on one hand a purchase order, on the other hand a sales contract, and thinking this is going to be amazing, and then to go look for finance, it never works.
So opportunities are abundant for the e-commerceer that can fund them. In sourcing new products from new suppliers, new relationships often require cash up front. I put it to Mark that if cash was king before the pandemic, is it somehow even more important now?
It's an interesting question, Gareth. When you're establishing new suppliers, if you've spotted an opportunity in the market, the chances are you're not the only one. And there's a real race for that supplier to secure those goods, to secure that transport slot, all those kind of things. And again, often it's not the one who has the best connection, it's the one who has the available working capital who can put down a deposit more quickly. And whether that's to secure stock that's particularly in demand, or whether that's to secure shipping space, again, which is crazy in demand at the moment. If you've got that extra firepower of I've got the working capital to deliver it. And you're confident, of course, with your supplier and the relationship you've built there, you've got to have that working capital.
New opportunities can be treacherous. The prospect of overextending themselves financially or overtrading looms large for the e-commerceur. I asked Mark how best to mitigate that risk.
So with regard to overtrading, I mean, that's the classic trap for a small business. And you need it's something that every growing business needs to be aware of. Yeah, first of all, you need to manage that. But second of all, you need to have the right type of working capital facility, particularly a working capital facility that will grow as your revenue grows. So there's no point just borrowing enough to get the stock on the water. You need to have enough working capital to see the whole cycle through that will grow as your revenues grow. The second thing is the typical model that's been available for now to online traders of having, you know, drawing down some particular funding and then making a repayment. You know, that traps you into that cycle of a 6 months worth of repayments, which may not actually fit with how your cash flows end up working. You know, a true revolving working capital facility where you can draw down nothing or you can draw down all the facility, you can repay nothing or you can pay it quickly. They're totally flexible depending on your working capital and your cash flows. Is a huge advantage in this kind of uncertain market. Planning 6 months ahead, you know, what your cash requirements are going to be for the next 6 months is practically impossible in this kind of environment. When things are so changeable, there's so much stress in the supply chain, 6 months is an eternity, really.
Information on seizing the moment to grow your e-commerce business, visit www.woodsfordtradebridge.com/e-commerce funding. You can download the E-commerce Ear podcast at Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Our special thanks to Mark Coxhead and the team at Tradebridge. I'm Gareth Martin, and thank you for listening.